The family got together too. The direct heir at that time was the only legal heir. In the family of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, children of Muhammad and of Elijah Muhammad. We got together and all of us agreed that the health, wealth, the community, the nation of Islam America belongs to the community and not to an individual. Not to Honorable Elijah Muhammad, not to his descendants that was cash money in that town. With the support from my brothers and sisters, from my mother and father, we signed the oath releasing the nation of Islam and the bank from any claim that we might bring against them. The money came to the nation of Islam. The money was needed for operations, to continue the operations of the nation of Islam. I have signed out of the power many checks. In big numbers, paying off vendors, paying off debts, paying off taxes, paying off bank mortgages, hundreds of thousands of dollars, paying off paying officials their salaries. Some of the members of my family were also receiving those checks, salaries, every 2 weeks. Elijah Muhammad children, most of them were receiving charity from the Army Elijah Muhammad at that time. They continued to receive charity from that account. Those imams know what I'm telling you. But I'm built on this thing by myself. I'm thankful for it all. I have to tell you what's the truth, what's the fact, and then I have to tell you what should be done, and then I have to raise hell to get them out of action what should be done. All I know, they don't come out here and tell you these things. If they have this community at heart, how come they're not known as I am to tell you that here the fact, this is what happened, this is what the case is. This is where the money belongs, where it was lifted from. This is how it feels to us. Here is what we did with that money. They don't even suspect that maybe I got that money. They tell some of them folks that I'll get killed by some crazy Muslim that think I got money. I think I took money. I think I am an unfaithful man. Yes, they hope that. And it's not their hope, it's the hope of man. It's the terror of man in the system. It's their plan to create so much trouble, so much suspicion, so much doubt and suspicion in us about all this money, about this great empire, that the state and us will start fighting each other over. That the state and Muslims will start fighting each other. That Muslims will start fighting each other in the infight. And that the people will start distrusting their leader, their new leader, and they want them to kill him. That's what they're trying to do. And if we got leaders yourself, how come those leaders can't see these dangers that I see? And how come they haven't been more aggressive in trying to protect us against such a danger? Huh? They should be constantly, every week, every month, they should be constantly keeping the membership informed of this great desire of the past concerning this great money, concerning these great assets. But they are not, they're not doing it. So that makes me see them as suspect. I see them as suspect. I remember when the property was burned down here. Apartment buildings were burned down. I was begging. The people in the staff and the leadership to do something about this. I asked for proof of deed. Never. I mean, these are not these right things. We can't find the deed. Do first. But we're going to ask for proof of deed. Did you get a deed? Some of you were here. You remember me. That man was putting me responsibility on 31. They came up with a few deeds, never with all of them. Never with all of them. Later, after coming up with that few, we thought we had put them in a safe place and entrusted the brother to keep them there. Later in the year, the files had been misplaced or something. They said the stuff had got stuck a while. So you think I'm crazy when I tell you that there's no things in here? You're crazy when you're not believing it. where they made it specifically made. They do a half heartedly. They lend half hearted support to us. They bring embarrassment to us. They made a decision to bring the paper into the hands of their man. They came out with the first issue and made such embarrassing mistakes that make the people say, well, look, the man got it, and they worse than what other people have had. This man, well-respected man like the king of Saudi Arabia, a government that has helped us, given us books, support for our education context, build a library for us. And they put the wrong man on there as the one who was bad. They took the face of the successor there as the one who died. And supposed to be thoroughly and incompetent. I'm sure there were many pictures of all of those people, all the members of that family. That was not a mistake. That was God's intention. To discredit the leadership of this community. Well, we saw what happened when they take things over. The next issue came out, another big mistake, embarrassing mistake. But for 3 weeks, they had embarrassing, very serious mistakes in the paper. On the back page, they called it by our own name. Very serious. Very serious. So, why am I telling you this? Because this is a new discovery. This is something I've just seen. No. This is what I've been telling you all along. Ever since I've been believing, I've been telling you that these people are not comfortable. Now, ideas about people, I believe that they're dissatisfied with my leadership. I'm not the kind of leader they thought I was going to be. They thought I was going to be their monkey. And I think someone thought to him, no, I suspect he did. He must belong to the CIA. The man must be looking for the CIA. He must be one of our own. And they see him do something, they say, hell, hey, man, you're supposed to be doing that. And they go back and think about it, no, but he must be. He must be. Well, I think finally, some of them do, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of them are just dissatisfied. They see they're not going to be able to manipulate me, and they see that I'm not going to tolerate them manipulating me. So I think they're dissatisfied. And I honestly think that they're putting themselves in a position where if something would happen to me, one of them would become the leader. But they're wrong. Look, anybody that can't hold with people while I'm alive, they won't be able to hold them if I'm dead. Impossible. I was hearing it in this message, and I've been in many other messages. If I was being in this message weekly, the tendency you have here would be doubled for about 2 months. About 2 months or less, the tendency here would be regular weekly attendance. This amount would be doubled for regular weekly attendance. But you know how it would be doubled? I would get rid of everybody on the chart. And I would have people that I know I can trust walk on the sidewalk. To see that people out there don't give people bad feelings and carry them away before they even get up to the door. Don't think I know what's happening. I've been married for a long time. So I will take the situation in hand, and I will tell you, this place will be able to hold the people within about 2 months. Not only for Chicago, I can go to any city and do the same thing. And I'm telling you that the peace treaty can be big enough to hurt other people in 2 months. So if they can't get the people when I'm alive, what makes them think they can get the people when I'm dead? Now, don't think I expect to die. I expect to live a long time. But some of them expected me to die. I guess they thought I'd have been dead by now. I went by least in the hospital. They don't say, if you ever go to the hospital, you die. You'll never get back out straight. That's what you think. And I said, I'm going to the hospital. If I go to the hospital, then the Muslims are going to get me and say, you won't go straight. And some of you here on the day, you still ready to leave it in this community. That's right. That's right. If I don't know what I do. And some of you here on the day, you still ready to leave it in this community. Sam Thompson, I think he's going to work out of our way. But don't worry about that. I'm sure our Lord is going to bless us. With all of our efforts to make you misunderstand what I'm saying, with all of their efforts to misrepresent me, making people think that I'm something different than what I am, with all of their efforts to turn away and make good people give up, with all of their efforts, look, I have enough good people here right now. So where is the crown though, and all these hypocrites out there with you on the cross and me? That's right. So is he around with us? So that's where we should get strength from. We should derive strength from this very evident fact that I'm around with us. And believe me, there are strength people that would stand by me if they thought I needed their help. And many other people, believe me, and many other people. And there are just thousands of African Americans out there who never live from here because they are intelligent. And they know by the way that they see it when they try to help us. They know the leadership is a liar. And they say, well, brother man, you're okay. But those boys who got over with you, you can't trust them. So they're not, they don't come in here. They know they're coming here. They support me from their home, from their family, from their places outside. They support me there. I don't go to a city without getting out of their support. Wherever I go. Brother now, they say, oh, he needs God. I don't need no God. I need God when I come here. I don't even know why I'm in the public. The public will never respect me. And that's the fact. That's the truth. That's the fact. In fact, a Muslim brother came up to me. And another Muslim came up with some speakers of me. So, Mr. Muhammad, are you okay? I said, well, no. So I don't have any doubt at all about our numbers, about our strength, and about our success, our future. No doubt. I'm so confident in it. In fact, time is just so right now, right, alright, that I just urged to do something to bring the people to accept responsibility that they have to accept. Because I know the time is good right now. And I would hate to waste these good days. You see? So we don't want to waste them. We want to get busy. We have a program that we're going to work out with some of these men. They pay me on the money. But I know one thing, many of them, whether we give them money or not, they still have to get their bills paid. So somebody will take the money. And I know a lot of them, they don't want to accept no money from us. If we offer that money, they want to accept it. They're getting another one. They want to accept it from us, you see. And why? Because if you accept money from somebody, it makes you feel indebted to that person. And they're trained to be cold. They have to be so cold that if tonight after having fish and rice with you, they're told tomorrow morning they have to kill me, they have to do that. So they can't allow their feelings to get involved. So they don't want to do nothing for them. They turn away your gifts, your kindness, and everything. Because they can't allow their feelings to get involved. Because if they ever give them an order to do something, they have to do it without feelings. So if you offer money, no. We make it all right, money man. We don't need your money. So we know. We know what happened. So here's a lot of people. You have a program. I've gotten into some of the emails that I think need a chance to dignify themselves. And if others want to benefit from it, they can. But so far, I know that the news has gone around and they are not excited about it, which tells me that this news is bad news to them. They are willing to see that on their feet. Now, we can't be asking the people, begging the people for money. We can't be doing that. But most of us are in trouble situation. The best thing to do is give a few dollars, you know. It costs everything. It costs up so high. So the demands have to be productive. You find a way to do it. We have some material that we think are worth much more than a cow. The price that we are selling these materials. And we're going to sell these materials. And we're going to let the money come to these men. And the man will say, will be like a distributor of these books. They have about 3 or 4 books now. And the man will be distributors of these books. They will get the distributor's share of the book. And then they will give the book to the community, and the community also will be able to make something on the book. This particular idea should bring enough money into the imam that will be a part of this program to enable them to pay their bills and live decent. In fact, if they really want to become dignified as they say they do, they'll be able to save money and then pool that money and invest that money in business that will employ people. More people. So we've gotten together and discussed it. It looks like a sure thing to me. I don't see any, it shouldn't fail. No way it should fail. Once we get enough money to invest in other business, we're going to invest in other business. Real estate, land, businesses, and other operations to make money, for profit. And we hope that our success will then encourage more of the same in the general membership. We'll be able to inshallah employ from the general membership, and we hope that this will also stimulate wickedness on the part of members in the general membership to do more of that themselves. We have people doing it already, but we want more of that. And we think that this is going to be a good economic effort for this community, good business effort, with an economic objective for the community. So dear little people, let us have faith in this religion, in this Quran, and allow who is loved in charge of everything, live, never die, and who is never unaware of anything that's going on. Let us have faith in Allah, as religious people should have faith in God. And let us have faith in the scripture and the Holy Book, And let us be brave enough to give the kind of support to your leader that you think he deserves. You have to have the courage to do that. And don't tolerate people, even if they be your friends or your close relatives, tearing at the image of your leader. Tell them, look, don't say this thing to me. I don't appreciate it. If you want to talk that talk, you find somebody else. I don't want to move this up. We can stop encouraging people who want to tear down the image of our leader. And I'm speaking about myself. I have a brother who wrote me an 11-page type letter criticizing me. He's my brother by my own father and mother. He's my oldest elder brother, Emmanuel Muhammad. He calls himself Ayman Muhammad. And if he wants to be called Ayman Muhammad, he's Ayman Muhammad. He writes me an 11-page type letter. And all through the letter, he's charging me with tearing down the image of his father, with lying on his father, with calling his father a fraud and a thief. He charged me with working against them, keeping them from giving what they deserve, what their father, what our father, left them. He just goes on charging me page after page, charging me with a lot of stuff. He charged me with you to have a master mouth without being fit to be a man. Your mouth is too nasty to be any man. And he failed to be any man. Himself. He told me that he was failing to be any man. Himself. But he couldn't resist being nasty in his letter. He had to use one of the nasty words himself in the letter. While Father, he would have a nasty mouth, I'm not fit to be any man. Say that people outside the community who say it for you, that you are not fit to be any man, your mouth is just too filthy. He tells me that I would have millions and billions of dollars if I was a decent man, that the Arabs would give me much, a whole lot of money. Okay, about 10 pages of this kind of thing to me. I kept the letter a long time before I read it. I didn't even want to read it. But my daughter got it, and I heard her reading certain mails before I did it. And she's going on there, Daddy needs to read this. So I finally made up my mind that I was going to suffer through. Because I know him, I know my brother. 2 pages from him gives you a headache. And maybe even lose power. But I suffered through it. I read through his 10 or 11 pages, type his mother. And I said to myself, now he's my brother. But he cannot come in this message again while I'm here. If he wants to go to a message, let him go to the people he respects. People he respects. If I ever see him in here, I'm going to ask him out. That's right. But that's just going too far. Now let me tell you what this whole Solomon man himself did. He charged me with doing something against his father. His wife, while my mother and my father were alive, about 2 or 3 years or so before they passed, his wife tried to sue the Army of the North for $1 million. And she used her husband as the ground for that suit. She said that she was suing my father because he had dominated his son and had not allowed his son to establish himself in heaven. So he was told my father and my mother, pardon me. He was told both my father and my mother in the suit for $1 million. But my brother didn't see her as being so terrible. He stayed with her and brought up to him, still lived with her. The Honorable Muhammad told him, say, she cannot come into the community, she cannot come to the masjid, she cannot come to my house. And told him that you should divorce that woman. He didn't divorce her. Later on, they came back and apologized to the Organizer Muhammad. And she tried and submitted to the Organizer Muhammad, and he accepted that. Now, let me tell you, I think my father was really getting old.